Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is Summer.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品啊，都是我们为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买的。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer, 你看泰剧吗？
泰剧？No, not really. 我对泰剧的认知啊，还停留在这个电影啊，初恋那件小事上。
Yeah, that one was famous.
哎，所以你最近是看到什么好看的泰剧要给我安利了吗？
No, not that. I don't watch Thai shows either. 不过啊，现实可真的是比剧要抓马多了。
Are you talking about Tamil?
Yeah, what else? 就我现在还处在对于这个事件的震惊当中啊。
Yeah, I totally get it. 相信大家最近也都刷到了。泰国女星 Tamil 和朋友呢一起出游的时候落水身亡，年仅37岁。
太可惜了。不过这个事情受关注呢，也不仅是因为 Tamil 她的明星身份，还有她的死因也是存在众多疑点。
Yeah, so how about we talk more about it today?
Sure. 我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So, Tamil was a famous TV star. She has starred in countless dramas and advertisements in her nearly 20-year career, living the limelight since childhood.
我也问过我的泰国朋友们啊，他说 Tamil 确实是泰国家喻户晓的明星了。
对，从十几岁呢就开始演戏，而且因为长得很漂亮嘛，从小就是大家关注的中心和焦点啊。
对。那我们说到的这个关注的中心，现实的焦点，我们就可以用 limelight 来表示。So if someone is in the limelight, a lot of attention is being paid to them because they're famous or because they have done something very unusual or exciting.
Yes, and the lifeless body of Tamil was found by rescuers in a river on February 26 after a 38-hour search.
我记得刚开始都只是报道失踪了，然后一天之后呢就变成了噩耗。警方发布声明说找到了他的尸体。Life 我们知道做名词是表示生命，后面加上形容词后缀 less, L-E-S-S, lifeless, 也就是无生命的 lifeless body, 也就是我们说的尸体了。
哎，你说他家人怎么接受得了呀？ Tamil was reportedly on a speedboat with 5 other companions.Her manager, the speedboat owner, and 3 friends.
对 ,Tamil 同行一共六个人，他们乘坐的是一辆快艇出游啊 ,speedboat 表示快艇。
对，然后这个同行者啊，同伴，我们就可以用这个单词来表示 companions, 重音在第二个音节上 companions.
So it was reported that Tamil had no life jacket on and she was sitting at the back of the boat to urinate since the boat's toilet was broken.
That's just...Impossible. I mean, for a well-known star, urinate in public?
是吧？我也觉得不可能啊。据 Tamil 的经纪人说，他之所以会掉下船呢，是因为船上的厕所坏了，所以 Tamil 在船尾去小便啊，最后呢就不慎掉下去了。Urinate, 它做动词表示小便，不过我们平常用的比较多的是 pee, P-E-E-P。
那我们先不说这样做的实操性啊，贝贝，你觉得你会不会在船上relieve yourself?
No, never. 还不要说女明星啊，哪个女生都不会当众这样方便吧？
是呀、啊、And she was wearing a one-piece swimsuit under her other clothes. 警方找到她遗体的时候呢，发现她穿的是 one-piece swimsuit, 就是连体式的泳衣。
所以她必须要全部脱掉才能上厕所。我是真的不认为一个女明星她会当众宽衣解带啊。
是的 ,me neither. And the autopsy also reported that Tamil had a deep cut on her left leg, which may have been from the boat propeller.
那这里我们看两个单词啊。Autopsy 表示尸检，重音在第一个音节 ,autopsy, propeller 表示螺旋桨。Propeller.
是的，就是有尸检报告显示呢 ,Tamil 他的左腿上啊有一条很深的伤口 ,a deep cut, 可能是跌落之后呢被船的螺旋桨给伤的。
or had been inflicted before she fell or after her death. 也可能是跌落之前就受伤了，目前还不能确定。
Mm-hmm. And Temu's mother said that she had been trying to contact her daughter since Friday night, and suspects that foul play may have been involved in Temu's death.
家人肯定是最难接受的了啊。Temu 的妈妈呢，她就怀疑啊，她的死没那么简单。Foul play is criminal violence or activity that results in a person's death. Foul play 在这里表示的就是谋杀的意思。
我突然想起昨晚上看的电影啊，就是 Knives Out， 利刃出鞘，是这个名字吧？里面就反复提到这个单词啊，就是 foul play，
yes，
就是有谋杀啊。所以我们说 Temu 她妈妈的怀疑其实也不是空穴来风的 because she was a good swimmer from a young age. As her mother says, why could she not swim to the boat or swim to shore?
没错，据 Temu 的妈妈说呢，她从小就很会游泳，所以掉下水之后为什么不能游回去呢？对不对？而且腿上的伤是不是有人故意为之让她不能游泳呢？
而且啊，他们同行人的口供真的很有问题啊。According to them, they had searched for an hour after she fell from the boat. Then, why was her body found the next day not far from the place where she fell in the river?
And why did they walk calmly on the dock after the incident?At CCTV shows and then disappear for nearly like a whole day before suddenly showing up together at the police station?
Mm-hmm. 他们声称呢自己找了一个多小时，但是啊却在掉落地址不远处呢找到了。那你说出了这么大的事儿，监控里看上去所有人都很平静，而且是集体消失24小时。最后呢又一起出现在警察局，这怎么看都不正常啊，
太不正常了。 Her mother speculates it was a photo shoot because her daughter had dressed up, but that she might have become an unwelcome guest on the boat and that she may have been ostracized or thrown overboard.
妈妈的猜测不无道理啊。这里我们来看两个单词， speculate 就是表示猜测怀疑， ostracize 表示排挤排斥。他妈妈就认为啊 ，Temu 应该是去参加一个拍摄，但后来呢，在船上被排挤，然后就被扔下了河。
我觉得被扔下河肯定不是临时起意啊，如果是谋杀的话，那一定是蓄谋已久了。
Yeah, as police continued the investigation with the lie detector, her family and fans eagerly await the truth.
是的，警方目前已经准备上测谎仪了 ，lie detector 表示测谎仪。案件目前呢仍在调查当中，到底是纯粹的意外，还是有人祸夹杂在其中，我们只能静候调查结果了。但不得不说啊 ，Temu 这一生真的好苦啊。
Yeah, in 2007, a car accident marred her face, and she underwent extensive plastic surgery to restore it. 2007年，她就遭遇了严重的车祸。只能通过一系列的整形手术来恢复她的容貌。
Yes, and her troubled life was the subject of constant social media debate, especially her marriage, divorce, and subsequent attempted suicide.
是的，她的第一段婚姻呢也很不顺，让她特别痛苦，还服药啊自杀，但是自杀未遂。但紧接着呢又面临了父亲的病逝。
哎，真的太难了，希望真相能早日水落石出吧，给她的家人和粉丝一个交代，也让 Temu 的灵魂能够得到安息。
是的，那我们今天的节目呢就到这里结束了。最后再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。